First Century, paragraphs 61 through 70. Number 61. Here you learn all patience, meekness, self-denial, courage, prudence, zeal, love, charity, contempt of the world, penitence, contrition, modesty, fidelity, constancy, perseverance, contentation, holiness, and thanksgiving, with whatsoever else is requisite for a man, a Christian, or a king. This man, bleeding here, was tutor to King Charles the Martyr, and great master to St. Paul, the convert who learned of him activity and zeal unto all nations. Well, therefore, may we take up with this prospect, and from hence behold all the things in heaven and earth. Here we learn to imitate Jesus in his love unto all. Number 62. Lord Jesus, what love shall I render unto thee for thy love unto me, thy eternal love? Oh, what fervor, what ardor, what humiliation, what reverence, what joy, what adoration, what zeal, what thanksgiving! Thou that art perfect in beauty, thou that art the King of eternal glory, thou that reignest in the highest heavens, camest down from heaven to die for me, and shall not I live unto thee? O my joy, O my sovereign friend, O my life and my all, I beseech thee, let those trickling drops of blood that ran down thy flesh drop upon me. O let thy love inflame me, which is so deep and infinite, that thou didst suffer the wrath of God for me, and purchase all nations and kingdoms to be my treasures. O thou that redeemed me from hell, and when thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers, what shall I do unto thee? What shall I do for thee, O thou preserver of men? Live, love, and admire, and learn to become such unto thee as thou unto me. O glorious soul, whose comprehensive understanding at once contains all kingdoms and ages, O glorious mind, whose love extendeth to all creatures, O miraculous and eternal Godhead, now suffering on the cross for me, as Abraham saw thy day and was glad, so did thou see me and this day from all eternity, and seeing me was gracious and compassionate towards me. All transient things are permanent in God. Thou settest me before thy face forever. O let me this day see thee and be united to thee in thy holy sufferings. Let me learn, O God, such lessons from thee as may make me wise and blessed as an angel of God. Number 63. Why, Lord Jesus, dost thou love men? Why are they all thy treasures? What wonder is this that thou shouldest so esteem them as to die for them? Show me the reasons of thy love, that I may love them too. O goodness ineffable, they are the treasures of thy goodness, who so infinitely lovest them that thou gavest thyself for them. Thy goodness delighted to be communicated to them whom thou hast saved. O thou who art more glorious in goodness, make me abundant in this goodness like unto thee, that I may as deeply pity others' misery, and as ardently thirst for their happiness as thou dost. Let the same mind be in me that is in Jesus Christ, for he that is not led by the Spirit of Christ is none of his. Holy Jesus, I admire thy love unto me also. Oh, that I could see it through all those wounds. Oh, that I could feel it in all those stripes. Oh, that I could hear it in all those groans. Oh, that I could taste it beneath the gall and vinegar. Oh, that I could smell the savor of thy sweet ointments, even in this Golgotha, or place of a skull. I pray thee, teach me first thy love unto me, and then unto mankind. But in thy love unto mankind I am beloved. Number 64. These wounds are in themselves orifices too small to let in my sight, to the vast comprehensions of thine eternal love. Those wounds engraven in thy hands, but shady impressions, unless I see the glory of thy soul, in which the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth bodily. These bloody characters are too dim to let me read it in its luster and perfection, till I see thy person and know thy ways. O thou that hangest upon this cross before mine eyes, whose face is bleeding and covered over with tears and filth and blows, angels adore the glory of thy Godhead in the highest heavens, who in every thought and in every work didst glorious things for me from everlasting. What could I, O Lord, desire more than such a world, such heavens and such an earth, such beasts and fowls and fishes made for me? All these do homage unto me, and I have dominion over them from the beginning. The heavens and the earth minister unto me, as if no man were greater, but I alone. I willingly acknowledge it to be thy gift, thy bounty unto me. How many thousand ways do men also minister to me? O, what riches hast thou prepared out of nothing for me! All creatures labor for my sake, and I am made to enjoy all thy creatures. O, what praises shall I return unto thee, the wisdom of the Father, and the brightness of the glory of his eternal goodness, who didst make all for me before thou didst redeem me. Number 65. Had I been alive in Adam's stead, how should I have admired the glories of the world? What a confluence of thoughts and wonders and joys and thanksgivings would have replenished me in the sight of so magnificent a theater, so bright a dwelling place, so great a temple, so stately a house replenished with all kind of treasure, raised out of nothing and created for me and for me alone. Shall I now despise them? When I consider the heavens which thou hast made, the moon and stars, which are the works of thy fingers, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. O, what love must that needs be that prepared such a palace, attended with what power, with what wisdom illuminated, abounding with what zeal, and how glorious must the king be that could out of nothing erect such a curious, so great, and so beautiful a fabric. It was glorious while new, and is as new as it was glorious. Number 66. But this is small. What, O my Lord, could I desire to be, which thou hast not made me? If thou hast expressed thy love in furnishing the house, how gloriously doth it shine in the possessor! My limbs and members, when rightly prized, are comparable to the fine gold, but that they exceed it. The topaz of Ethiopia and the gold of Ophir are not to be compared to them. What diamonds are equal to my eyes? What labyrinths to my ears? What gates of ivory or ruby leaves to the double portal of my lips and teeth? Is not sight a jewel? Is not hearing a treasure? Is not speech a glory? O, my Lord, pardon my ingratitude and pity my dullness, who am not sensible to these gifts. The freedom of thy bounty hath deceived me. These things were too near to be considered. Thou presentest me with thy blessings, and I was not aware. But now I give thanks and adore and praise thee for thine inestimable favors. I believe thou lovest me, because thou hast endued me with those sacred and living treasures. Holy Father, henceforth I more desire to esteem them than palaces of gold. Yea, though they were given me by kings, I confess unto thee that I am richer in them. O, what joy, what delight and jubilee should there always be, would men prize the gifts of God according to their value. Number 67. But what creature could I desire to be, which I am not made? There are angels and cherubim. I rejoice, O Lord, in their happiness, and that I am what I am by thy grace and favor. Suppose, O my soul, there were no creature made at all, and that God, making thee alone, offered to make thee what thou wouldest. What could thou desire, or what wouldest thou wish or crave to be? Since God is the most glorious of all beings, and the most blessed, couldest thou wish any more than to be his image? O my soul, he hath made thee his image. Sing, O you angels, and laud his name, you cherubims. Let all the kingdoms of the earth be glad, and let all the host of heaven rejoice, for he hath made his image the likeness of himself, his own similitude. What creature, what being, what thing more glorious could there be? God from all eternity was infinitely blessed, and desired to make one infinitely blessed, and desired to make one infinitely blessed. He was infinite love, and being lovely in being so, would prepare for himself a most lovely object. Having studied from all eternity, he saw none more lovely than the image of his love, his own similitude. O dignity unmeasurable, triumph, O my soul, and rejoice forever. I see that I am infinitely beloved, for infinite love hath expressed and pleased itself in creating an infinite object. God is love, and my soul is lovely. God is loving, and his image amiable. O my soul, these are the foundations of an eternal friendship between God and thee. He is infinitely prone to love, and thou art like him. He is infinitely lovely, and thou art like him. What can more agree than that which is infinitely lovely, and that which is infinitely prone to love? Where both are so lovely, and so prone to love, joys and affections will be excited between them. What infinite treasures will they be to each other? O my God, thou hast glorified thyself and thy creature infinitely in making thine image. That is fitted for the throne of God. It is meet to be thy companion. It is so sublime and wonderful and amiable that all angels and men were created to admire it, as it was created to admire thee, and to live in communion with thee forever. Number 68. Being made alone, O my soul, thou wouldest be in thy body like God in the world, an invisible mystery, too great to be comprehended by all creatures. Thou wouldest have all the goodness of God towards thee to enjoy in that thy creation. Whatever is in him would be thy treasure. But had he determined to create no more, there had been no witnesses of thy glory, no spectators of thy communion with God, no other treasures besides God and thou, one would think those were sufficient. But infinite goodness loves to abound and to overflow infinitely with infinite treasures. Love loves to do somewhat for its object more than to create it. It is always more stately being surrounded with power, and more delightful being inaccessible in a multitude of treasures, and more honorable in the midst of admirers, and more glorious when it reigneth over many attendants. Love, therefore, hath prepared all these for itself and its object. And because it is always more great, by how much the greater they are that minister unto it, it maketh its attendants the most glorious that can be, and infinitely delighteth in giving them all, with all its treasures, to its beloved. Had God created thee alone, he had not been so good as he is. He is good to innumerable millions now whom he createth besides, and he glorifieth his eternal wisdom in making his goodness unto all them wholly thine, and wholly infinite unto each of them, yet wholly and solely thine in all. Friendship will manifest itself in doing all it can for its beloved. Since therefore God will make some other creatures, what kind of creatures doth thy soul desire? Wish wisely, thou shalt receive a grant. Since love is so sweet, and thou art by God's love so infinitely exalted, what canst thou desire but creatures like unto thy Creator? Behold, therefore, angels and men, produced by his goodness and made to delight thee. Number 69. O adorable Trinity, what hast thou done for me? Thou hast made me the end of all things, and all the end of me, I in all, and all in me. In every soul whom thou hast created, thou hast given me the similitude of thyself to enjoy. Could my desires have aspired unto such treasures? Could my wisdom have devised such sublime enjoyments? Oh, thou hast done more for us than we could ask or think. I praise and admire and rejoice in thee, who art infinitely infinite in all thy doings. Number 70. But what laws, O my soul, would thou desire, by which the lives of those creatures should be guided towards thee? A friend commandeth all in his jurisdiction to love his friend, and therein supremely manifesteth his love. God himself exalteth thee, and causeth thee to reign in his soul. He exalteth thee by his laws, and causeth thee to reign in all others. The world and souls are like his, thy heavenly mansions. The lawgiver of heaven and earth employeth all his authority for thee. He promoteth thee in his eternal palace, and maketh thee his friend, and telleth his nobles and all his subjects, whatsoever you do unto him, you do unto me. Joseph was not so great in Pharaoh's court, nor Haman in the court of Ahasuerus, as thou art in heaven. He tendereth thee as the apple of his eye. He hath set his heart upon thee. Thou art the sole object of his eye, and the end of all his endeavors.